This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
I'm John Batchelor with Allison Federka of the Geopolitical Futures, an analyst. She's writing very cogently about Venezuela in this timeline we're living in between now and April 18th, when decisions will be made in Washington, we're told. However, in the meantime, Brazil is evidencing concern. And we're told by Reuters within these hours that Lula da Silva is looking to discuss with Maduro both the election and a place called Essequibo. Allison, what is Essequibo? What is the confrontation here?
So the area you're discussing is an offshore territory that is straddling the border between Guyana and Venezuela. The two countries also have a land dispute, and this offshore extension is the same concept of who owns what. Normally, this would be something that they would just rhetorically fight about. But the problem and what makes it so contentious is that there is valuable oil deposits offshore in this area. And some of those oil deposits fall squarely into the uncontested area that belongs to Guyana, and some of them fall into the disputed area with Venezuela. There is a strong effort by Guyana to develop their oil resources, and thus far they've been pretty mindful about concentrating or doing anything too provocative in this area. However, it is of growing interest as Guyana develops its oil production. And it is also an excellent way for Venezuela to have an issue that really rallies everybody around the flag in terms of, hey, this is actually supposed to be our natural resources. We're entitled to them. And we need to, you know, try to stake our claim and get rights over that, again, very valuable source of oil.
Maduro or his representatives have teased the idea that there could be military action. However, your anticipation is that the U.S. would reach out and ask help from Gustavo Petro of Bogota and Lula da Silva of Brazil. Is that what we're seeing now, Lula as a mediator?
Short answer, yes. We are seeing Lula as a mediator. Militarily speaking, it's very unlikely for a conflict. It does not behoove Venezuela. It would be much too provocative. And for now, there is enough respect for Venezuela in terms of non-interference by the U.S., Brazil, Colombia, that if it were to invade Guyana, it would lose that vantage point. And the idea of outside powers intervening would suddenly become slightly more acceptable than it is now. It still would come at a very high cost for the United States. And so what Washington wants to see and is encouraging is this move by Brazil to politically mediate between Venezuela and Guyana. Brazil also has its own national interests in this area because it borders both countries and also does not want to see a conflict break out. And the Brazilian government is increasingly trying to assume some sort of regional leadership. They're a long way off, and it's a big topic to discuss, but this is in line with them trying to grow a little bit more into that role, as well as look after their own national borders.
Mentioning that Caracas has been available to visitors from afar for these last years, to your knowledge, does Moscow, does Tehran, does Beirut have a part in Maduro's success and his continuing power? Are they speaking for him, or could they do with someone else if he loses authority?
So they are not speaking for him, but they are doing a good job of making sure that he still has a voice. There are a lot of companies, primarily through business, both formally and informally. You can see Iranian business, Russian business, as well as state officials collaborating and working with the Venezuelan government, propping up and working with its oil industry. And so they have genuine economic interests in there. In terms of could they work with somebody else, it would depend who that person is. In general, the appeal for Venezuela with these countries is both its oil industry, but also its proximity to the United States. And that's not going to change with a different person in power. What could potentially jeopardize some of their relationships would be if we saw a complete 180 shift in the government, right, to one that is so aligned with the U.S. that it turns its back completely on Russia and Iran. There might be some political motivations for that, but I think ultimately what that's going to come down to are commercial opportunities. Can European companies, U.S. companies offer enough to displace those foreign powers?
Allison Federica, I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.